Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here with you live and local on a Monday, July 21st in Richmond, Virginia. It's 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. AUDACY. That's AUDACY. I like doing the show so much, I don't take off. We take the show with us. AWOD on the road this week, presented by Cowan Gates, here at Charleston, South Carolina. Got to visit my new baby cousin, Francis, who's actually sitting and watching the show. If you hear a little voice in the background, it's my little cousin, baby Francis. And we will be leaving Charleston after the show, going to Charlotte, North Carolina, a full week of ACC coverage, ACC kickoff, with AWOD Radio, AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. A programming note. So this week, we will cover the ACC. And we'll talk Commanders because training camp will start. But next week, we will be live from Ashburn for our 2025 training camp coverage. Myself and Michael Phillips live all week from Ashburn. And we'll be joined by some very special guests. And it's time for the Commanders Corner right now on AWOD Radio. As we look at the biggest position battles to keep an eye on when training camp begins, we got Stubb running the ones and twos. You can chime in 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Our intern is Biff for the summer. He's a diehard Commanders fan who's never seen back-to-back playoff berths. I have never seen back-to-back playoff berths. That's what I believe have to be the expectations for the Commanders this season. As we look at some of the most important position battles for training camp, I think it has to start on the offensive line. Because in my mind, this offensive line has a chance to be elite, has a chance to be the best offensive line we've had in probably 12 to 15 seasons. You might have to look at who were the starting offensive linemen when RG3 was here, when it was Trent Williams, Morgan Moses out of Richmond, played for UVA, Brandon Scherf. I mean, we had some dogs on that offensive line, and now hopefully we're replenishing the hogs on the offensive line. So I look at Josh Connerly and his competition with Andrew Wiley at right tackle, Brandon Coleman sliding into guard. How good is Laramie Tunsil going to look in training camp, and who holds that right guard spot while we wait for Sam Cosmi to return? Stubb and Biff, what's the position group, position battle that you're most looking forward to here when training camp begins for the Commanders?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the slot receiver role. Listen, I think Luke McCaffrey is one of my up-and-coming players that I've always been really excited for, the kid out of Rice. I just remember the Cincinnati game, right? And it was one of his first catches, and it wasn't just, you know, a little slant route 5 yard and he got tackled. It was yards after the catch. He probably got 10, 15 yards after that and dove for the end zone, right? So it's just those little things, and I'm excited to see how he can transition into this new offense. But then you have this up-and-coming rookie in Jalen Lane, who I've gone to Virginia Tech and watched him return a punt return for the Hokies, and I've watched that speedster. He kind of reminds me of Luke McCaffrey as well. They're kind of built the same. They're tight call. They're slinky. They're skinny. So I'm ready for that battle. I want to see Luke McCaffrey step up. But, you know, knowing that he has competition and a rookie coming out of Virginia Tech in Jalen Lane might boost his confidence and adrenaline to really take a step into this offense.
Yeah, and I think wide receiver as a whole will be interesting, as there is a hole left in place of Terry McLaurin until he gets a contract done. That's going to shake things up here. But we're trying to figure out who will replace Olamide Zaccheaus. And it's kind of funny to say, like, that dude's a traveling veteran who's played probably 5 years in the NFL. But we are trying to replace him because 500 yards and 3 touchdowns is nothing to laugh at. That is legit replacement the Washington Commanders will have to make for what he was able to do in the slot this past season. And so I think it starts with Deebo Samuel. Where will they line him up most prevalently this season? I feel like it's going to be in the slot, because I think that's his best role, is in the slot, being able to be a yards after catch guy. You can send him in motion, you send him behind the quarterback, and then maybe you hand it to him or you fake it to him, but you get some movement with the defense. But then, like, behind Deebo, is it going to be Jalen Lane? Is it going to be Luke McCaffrey? What kind of season will they get from Noah Brown? And, of course, we got to hear from Dan Quinn to even see about his health for this upcoming season. There's Michael Gallup, K.J. Osborne, Chris Moore, Ja'Cory Brooks. There's a bunch of random players as well that could be preseason stars for the Washington Commanders. Maybe a Cam Sims from a few years ago, right? Then somebody that really balls out in training camp and ends up on the roster. So I certainly think the fact that McLaurin's not there, and the fact that Jalen Lane's a rookie, Luke McCaffrey an exciting second-year player, and the addition of Deebo Samuel, I agree with you. Wide receiver's probably number two behind offensive tackle and the rest of the offensive line. Stubb, what about you? What will you have your eyes on?
Let's go with the cornerback position. Where is Mikey going to end up? Do we put him in the slot? Where's Trey Amos going to go? Is Marshawn Lattimore going to look good? I think all three of those names are kind of unproven with us right now. I mean, Samer still has proven that he can do it, but we haven't played him in the slot, which is his specialty. I think it's a question mark next to all three names.
Yeah, and then you also have to talk about, they brought in Jonathan Jones. They brought in Kayvon Seymour. They brought in a few other veterans to be in the building. Bobby Price, Trey Amos is your rookie. And the biggest question is, what type of Marshawn Lattimore will you get? Will you get a Pro Bowl Marshawn Lattimore? Will you get the Marshawn Lattimore of last season, who didn't really even have a pass breakup, didn't have a forced fumble, didn't have an interception, didn't do much for the Commanders? It was very disappointing what we got from him last season. Let's be honest. It was very underwhelming. And that's why cornerback is such an important position to keep your eye on. I would almost partner cornerback with safety and talk about the whole secondary as a whole. That was a weakness last year. I mean, we lost to the Steelers because our secondary gave up a big play to Mike Williams. And Biff, I know you hate when I mention it, but Benjamin St. Juice single-handedly lost us 2 games last year.
Yeah.
Right? So the secondary is a weakness. He's not here, but the guys that we brought in, they might be even as bad as him or worse.
Don't say it. Don't say that. I can't deal with another year of actually hating our secondary. Emmanuel Forbes, Benjamin St. Juice. Right now, I'm in love with Mikey Sanders-Trill. Marshawn Lattimore, I'm okay with. Like, I understand coming off an injury. This year, he's got to prove himself. And then I've only heard good things about Trey Amos, and then obviously Will Harris and all those guys. So, yeah, I think you're right, unfortunately, though, because we just do have that curse.
Yeah, so you go offensive line first, then you say, all right, number two is probably the weapons that Jaden will be throwing the ball to, wide receivers, maybe throw the tight ends in there, and then I agree with Stubb, third would be corners or the secondary, and then I think fourth most important position battle is the defensive line as a whole. Daron Payne versus Johnny Newton. Javon Kinlaw versus Eddie Goldman. Von Miller versus Dietrich Wise. Dorrance Armstrong against Cleland Farrell. Jacob Martin against Jalen Holmes. I don't think we really know who will be that second unit for this defensive line. I feel like we feel like Von Miller, if it's third down, he's going to be a starter. Dorrance Armstrong will probably start the season if he's healthy. From what we got out of Payne and Newton, I think those are your starters on the inside. But we really don't know who's going to be number two. We really don't know who's going to make an impact as a number three. I liked what Sheldon Day brought as a big fatty at the tackle position, but was actually almost more impactful than like Jonathan Allen, I thought, at times last year, as a big guy that could stop the run. Will they get anything from him this year? What about Javonte Jean-Baptiste? I feel like we've talked about him and Andre Johns Jr. for like the last two off seasons as a guy that the front office and the coaching staff loves, but we just haven't seen them really do it in a regular season game other than the preseason. So I do think you got to look at the defensive line third as a very important position battle for the Washington Commanders when training camp begins this week. And then next I'm going to look at special teams. I really am, because new kicker, Matt Gay, maybe a new punt returner in Jalen Lane, maybe a new kick returner, because I almost guarantee you it won't be Austin Ekeler again this season with the injuries that he dealt with last year. So special teams are always important, but I feel like you have to put an emphasis on it when you're trying to compete for a Super Bowl, because we were 3 inches away from losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? If that just doesn't bank in off the post. So special teams is crucial, but I think it's even more important because the margin of errors are very slim when you're trying to win a Super Bowl. I mean, you look at Baltimore and the issues with Justin Tucker missing field goals. You look at how close Buffalo was to beating the Chiefs. It's a game of inches. And, you know, I just mentioned Washington's inches that they got lucky with, bouncing it off the upright and in against the Bucks. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. If there's a position battle that you're looking forward to that we missed or we overlooked, give us a call. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910TheFan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Time for a little crosstalk to check in with our buddy Michael Phillips before he makes his heavily anticipated return for some training camp coverage in the Washington Commanders 2025 season. We bring Michael Phillips on right now for the most important name debate in the country. Is it MP on the mic or is it Professor Phillips?
Oh, you know, it's whatever we need to be that day. I feel like we're going to put the professor hat on today, Adam. We got a lot of business to tend to around here.
Absolutely. So, you know, I don't like to get political, but you are our professor here on the airwaves. I feel like you hear your voice on WRVA now at least once a week, talking about the Richmonder. That's the Richmonder.org for all of Michael Phillips's news, information in Richmond. Let's start with this. What kind of power does President Trump actually have in terms of forcing this team to go back to the name Redskins?
Well, he cannot force the team to go back to the name Redskins. That's not within his power. He probably legitimately could derail the stadium deal, though, if he wanted to. Now, that wouldn't be just straight up as simple as him saying it's over, you know, anything like that. It would probably involve a committee and some maneuvering and appointing people to boards who do what he wants them to do. So it's not straightforward. The land is signed over to D.C. City Council, but of course we'll put the professor hat on, refresh everybody's memory. D.C. is officially run by the federal government. So if he wanted to, he probably could pull the levers and take RFK away.
Let me also refresh everybody's memories, and this is why I hated the name change so much, because they put Ron Rivera in charge of the name change, and he came up with Commanders. Well, now the Commander-in-Chief is saying, I don't like that name. None of us liked the name. And that was why I had a problem with putting Ron Rivera in charge of it. We all knew he wasn't going to be here a couple years later.
Well, there were also good options available that ownership did not want to pursue because it might have taken time, or there might have been legal hurdles, or they might have had to cut somebody a check. So we've got some Dan Snyder blame to sprinkle in here too, as well, of course, as the other ownership group was departing at the time. In Trump's tweet, he called him the Washington whatevers. I kind of like that. Let's just roll with whatevers, and whatever you want to call them, you can call them that. We're playing football. It's a good football team. It's a highly anticipated training camp. That's what we're here for.
Trump said, quote, I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of that ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington, Trump said on his social media site. How long ago was it that Trump was seen shaking hands with Josh Harris? I mean, didn't they have an announcement like a month ago?
Josh Harris called him the ultimate Commander-in-Chief, right? And I mean, not to be conspiracy theorist here, but I can't help but notice that Trump has had some bad headlines in the past week around a guy who shares your name, who we don't mention around here. It does feel like he just grabbed some low-hanging fruit to try to get everybody worked into a tizzy and to get back on everybody's good side. I'm doubting the follow-through here. I'm doubting the ability to actually, you know, for him to keep his attention span on this long enough to execute it. But it's something that can't be ignored. And you've got the draft in D.C. next year. You don't want him, or in 2 years, you don't want him making a scene or a protest out of it. You know, that's going to detract from one of the NFL's big moments. It's kind of a lose-lose situation for the league here.
Yeah, and what Michael Phillips is alluding to is Jeffrey Epstein being in the news. Once again, no relation to Adam Epstein.
Zero.
But this man died 5 years ago, August 10th, 2019. I'm so sick and tired of seeing Epstein trending again, Epstein in the news, Epstein's list, Epstein's that. I'm simply trying to do a radio show and make Epstein great again every single day. I'm trying to fix the stain that he's left on my last name. And so maybe you are right that Trump tweeted all this to, hey, look here, don't look at the magic trick while everyone's focused on Epstein trending again. But I think my overall take on Trump's rants and his thoughts on social media is the commanders have to respond, and they have to respond now before Dan Quinn and Adam Peters speak to the media to start training camp, because it's going to be a massive distraction if there's not a statement before then.
Well, you just don't want Dan Quinn having to address that. That's not his job. His job is to sign Terry McLaurin. Well, Adam Peters' job is to sign Terry McLaurin. Dan Quinn's job is to coach him into a Super Bowl winner. You don't want him having to answer those questions. And Ron Rivera would tell you it's not fun to answer those questions for an hour instead of football questions. So it's annoying from that part. They don't control it. It's nothing within their control. I also feel like I want to talk about, broadly speaking, the people who want to bring Redskins back for a second. We've met you 85% of the way there. The old logo's back. The old photos are back. The old videos are back. They call them the Redskins in the old videos. The throwback unis are fantastic. I feel like we've gone 85% of the way. I need you to come the 15% of the way of that not being the name of the team itself. I feel like you got everything else you asked for, and we're in a really good compromise position here.
Right. You just had 12 wins. I will take a Super Bowl victory with the name Commanders. I will take a Super Bowl victory with the name Dog Do. I don't care.
Yeah, I'd like to build on that, because somebody did a poll on Twitter. Would you take Dan Snyder back if it meant changing the name to Redskins? And something like 18% of people said they would. I don't talk to those fans. Those are not the fans I do a radio show for from 10 to noon. Those are not real fans. They're not paying attention. If you didn't enjoy the crap out of last year, then you would rather talk politics than football. My show is not for you.
Do you think that there will be any response from the Cleveland baseball team? Trump legit said, make Indians great again, MAGA. Make Indians great again. This is the president of the United States not just asking for Redskins to return, but for Cleveland Guardians to go back to Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I'm not the arbiter here. The Native Americans are the arbiters here. It sure feels like, though, Chief Wahoo was, like, indisputably way over the racist line, right? Like, even 20 years ago, we were all like, what's up with that? Like, inertia, like, we're sticking with it. Like, I don't want Chief Wahoo and the former Washington football helmet logo. What do we call that? The profile photo,
Chief,
from Wetzel,
yeah.
Blackie Wetzel. I don't want those two in the same sentence together, because, again, I'm not the arbiter here, Adam. One of them felt like a more Native American-driven process, and the other one felt like a cartoon drawing of a bright red guy. Like, I feel like those are very different topics here.
Yeah, no, you're so right about that. It's just kind of crazy to see, you know, the president's kind of stick his nose into a situation that should have been done and dusted with the results of last season, the 12 wins. I hate the name Commanders. I hate it so much. I'm also committed to it because we have to. And so I think that's like the frustrating piece is, well, how many times are we going to crumble up a piece of paper, spit on it, throw it away, and now dig it back out of the trash and read it again? Right? There's nothing different here.
I just hate that you ring the bell and everybody comes to the table, and I mean national media by that. Like, are we going to be at a Bud Light Big Game Week sometime, talking to Terry McLaurin, talking to Jaden Daniels, getting ready for the big game, and meanwhile, NBC Sports, Fox, NBC are all going to have their sets and be like, what do you think about the name? Roger Goodell got asked about the name today. Like, that would diminish my enjoyment of this team performing at a high level.
Yeah, that's why I feel like the Commanders' ownership, Josh Harris needs to have a statement out by the end of the day today, almost, because it's now being discussed nationwide.
But what do you want him to say? There's nothing he can say here. Like, I mean, the most honest statement is that we're hoping this guy's attention span, you know, goes on to something else in the next 12 hours. Like, you can't. I think you're almost better off not addressing it and hoping that something else looks shinier, you know, in the next news cycle.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you have to address it. When is Dan Quinn set to address the media? Do you know?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I expect a statement by then. That's my take.
I think it's going to be Dan Quinn saying that's not under my control. Ask me about Terry McLaurin, so I can lie to you about that. Oh, yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully, I mean, we got a McLaurin contract tomorrow. That would be ideal. That'd distract me from it.
Right. But Michael, like, if there's not a statement, it's your job, it's my job, it's Scott Abraham's job, it's David Harrison's job, it's John Keim's job to ask Dan Quinn about the president's comments.
Yeah, but we went through this with Ron Rivera. Dan Quinn can say it's not my job, I'm not talking about it today. And I think we will respect that. Like, I don't think this is going to be like White House press briefing or like, but Coach Quinn, like, we need answers. Like, he's not the guy you say that to. I think you let him have his no comment and keep on moving.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the D.C. media, they're like wild wolves. They're going to bite at this. I have a feeling it's going to take up the entire press conference, and it's going to lead to maybe Adam Peters speaking also and being asked about it. I think it's a circus already because of the comments from the president. Until there's a response from ownership.
I want a response from Roger Goodell because he's kind of the Trump
Good
whisperer
point.
Here.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to have a statement, I think it comes from Roger, and it says, you know, Harris Ownership Group wasn't here when we litigated this, but I was. We litigated it. We're moving on. The NFL, the Shield, does not have any interest in reopening this debate. Because then you're going against more than just the local football team.
Yeah. You know what? That's a great answer, Michael. Screw everything I said about Josh Harris. Josh Harris needs to call Roger Goodell and demand him to make a statement. There needs to be a statement from somebody before tomorrow when Dan Quinn sits at the podium or you're screwing your head coach. That's my official stance on that.
We need a Terry McLaurin contract, too. As long as we're demanding things, I need a Terry McLaurin contract.
Michael, always appreciate you joining the show. Looking forward to tackling training camp with you next week.
I'm excited to hear you from Charlotte. It's going to be a great week, buddy.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FL. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for football festival, the only event you'll find where you get live music, entertainment, pizza, beer, wings, and a full football season preview show. We are super excited to announce the Commanders are sending Tim Hightower and Fred Smoot. Our headline band will be Gone Country, Richmond's favorite country music band. Mackenzie Ryan will be back to perform as well as singing the national anthem before we take the stage for a full football season preview show. And so we'll have representatives from the Commanders, high school football with Gary and Gary, but I'm super excited to announce Virginia Tech, UVA, and I just heard back from the Monarchs of Old Dominion will be involved in Football Fest this year, August 16th at River City Roll. Football Fest 3, primetime, under the lights in Scott's Edition at River City Roll. So thanks to ODU for saying they want to be involved in our kickoff party this year, Football Festival. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy Denton Day. What's going on, D-Day?
AWOD, what's up, man? What you guys been talking about today? Training camp battles? Yeah. That's it? Nothing else? Nothing big happened?
Yeah, I wish. I don't think I've ever asked you, where did you go to college? Where'd you get all your sports information from?
So I went just a little bit southern of where you guys are and a little bit more in the central spot. I was at Liberty in Central Virginia.
Ah, very cool. Well, we need to get you down to Football Fest to preview Liberty. They've got some money to spend, Denton.
They do have some money to spend, and maybe if things go really well, maybe another big-time bowl game. I was at their bowl game a couple of years ago. They had a 6-0 lead over Oregon. Don't ask me about the final score, but just know they had a 6-0 lead.
Denton, so before we get into the comments made by President Trump, we went through the biggest training camp position battles, and I think for me, I think you have to start offensive line because I'm starting to believe this could be potentially an elite unit and maybe our best since RG3 was a rookie.
Yeah, there are a couple spots on there that I'm very intrigued to see who plays where. I have a pretty good feeling. Well, we know Laramie Tunsil is going to be on the left side. I have a good feeling that Josh Connerly could potentially be the starting right tackle if you put Brandon Coleman at the starting left guard opposite or right next to Laramie Tunsil. Then you have that right guard slot open. And is it Allegretti? Do they kick Wiley inside? I know Biotis is going to be center. You know, he was awesome last year. That right guard spot is going to be very, very fun to watch and see how it plays out and who they put there, Adam, because I think Coleman at guard is going to be sensational. His athleticism, there's not a linebacker or a DB in the league that wants to be in an open hole with him pulling. Like, you are going to get your soul snatched. So I think they have four really, really good options. I'm curious to see what they end up doing with right guard.
Denton from the Team 980 in Washington, D.C., and his work with Kevin Sheehan. What have you and Kevin heard about Brandon Coleman making that transition to guard? We all know he played guard at TCU, and I know that Mekhi Becton had success going from tackle to guard and helped Philadelphia win the Super Bowl. But what have you heard about how difficult this is going to be for Coleman?
So that's a good thing. I don't know that it's going to be exceptionally difficult. His role at TCU was a little bit of everything in his final couple of years. They had so many injuries there that he was forced to play tackle, guard on both sides, a little bit of snaps at center. Like, he was all over the place. So you have that luxury of them actually drafting him as a guard and seeing if he could play tackle, trying that out, decided to go with Laramie Tunsil, which means you're shifting him back to what is a little bit more of his natural position. That's the biggest reason that I am excited, because he was more of a natural guard that they wanted to test out at tackle due to some of the athleticism and long arms. So now you just have two really, really good guys on the left side protecting Jaden's blind side. And then again, his athleticism gives him a really, really unique skill set in the run game, where for a team that's lacked in the home run balls, or the home run runs rather, in recent years, I'm hoping that he's going to be able to open some holes, then get to the second level and make life a little bit easier for whoever's in the backfield.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And then in terms of position battles, I think you look at the secondary as a whole on the defensive side of the ball. Cornerback Trey Amos, what kind of impact does Mikey Sainer still make in year two? Is he back inside? What do they get from Marshawn Lattimore? At safety, who is more important to the success of this team, Quan Martin or Will Harris?
Quan Martin. Quan Martin is the guy. You know, he played excellent last year, and he basically couldn't lift his arms at the end of the year with some of those shoulder injuries. The way they developed him, you got a good player coming out of Illinois, and I think he's, I don't know that you'll ever call him the best safety in the league, but it does feel like he's going to be a guy that's going to be around for a very, very long time here, like really part of that core defensive group moving forward. I think whoever you play next to him could be a little bit interchangeable, but I need Quan Martin as my, he is my safety right now.
Denton Day with us here, D-Day, on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from our sister stations in D.C., 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Yesterday, Donald Trump wrote, the Washington Whatevers should immediately change their name back to Washington Redskins. He argued all about the name change and even threatened to mess up the stadium deal. What was your spit take reaction to that?
It was an eye roll. It was, oh, fantastic. Here we go again. You know, the two posts, the first one was kind of whatever. The second one was a little bit more jarring because he was effectively saying, I will mess things up that are going well if you don't do what I say. And if you are of the belief that you want the old name back, I'm with you. I'd be interested in having the old name back, but I want it to be done in a more sustainable process. My thought, AWOT, has been throughout this entire thing that the Josh Harris group wants to slow roll this thing back to what it once was, and then have this magical 2030 year where the team is back at RFK. We're fully back in the burgundy and gold uniforms that we've all fallen in love with. And if it is there, the opportunity is there that the current team name would not be the current team name, and they would either revert back to what it was or have something that is a little bit better, because Commanders is not a great name. My fear is that with the president of this country getting a little reckless on social media, that long-term plans have the potential of being torpedoed, all because he is wants attention, wants to cover up other stuff that's getting attention. Whatever the reason you think it is, he runs the risk of torpedoing what could be a really great long-term plan by the current ownership group.
Yeah, Michael Phillips has a similar idea that I kind of agree with of new stadium, new name, RFK, Washington Warriors, with a bit of a feather on the side of the helmet. And if you're going to keep that W, let it mean Warriors rather than just Washington. I can't stand the name Commanders. Anything would be better than that. I just don't see Redskins ever happening. The Commanders have not had a guy in the top 100, it feels like, in a while, or at least a guy that they can count on. Now they have three already, it's announced, with Laremy Tunsil, Bobby Wagner, and today we saw Frankie Louvu being highlighted. I think he could be an All-Pro this season. I'm super excited.
I am too. I think the addition of Von Miller and the way that they have added other guys on this defensive line, which admittedly is still not my favorite position group, but another year with Frankie Louvu and Joe Witt, I'm excited to see sort of the creativity that they start to utilize when it comes to how they want to use him. We did see at various points as the season progressed last year, he has legit game-wrecking ability. I want to see that way more consistently. It felt like there were a couple of games in November and December where he had really great first halves, and then he was kind of quiet in the second half. Now, they were winning those games, so it didn't really matter, but I want to see him just be the absolute game wrecker that he showed the potential to be. I think they got an absolute steal when they signed him last offseason. That was a great, great signing by the front office, one of the very first that they made. He's such a stud, dude. I mean, he's one of those guys where I want him to be a part of this defense for a long, long time. If he keeps playing the way that he has, I think he should be one of those dudes that retires in the burgundy and gold.
Denton, what will be your roles over the next few weeks here as we lock in for training camp? Are you going to try to get out to Ashburn?
Yeah, I'll be out there for a number of different days. I'm sitting in for Kevin all next week. I just finished a little three-day stint sitting in for Sheehan, but I'll be on his show all next week. But in the offset, when I'm not sitting in for the mighty Kevin Sheehan in D.C., I will do my best to be out there, and then once the season's off and rolling, pregame with myself and Linnell Willingham on both 106.7 and the Team 980. We had a lot of fun. We're going to be hopefully at some live locations around the DMV for the season this year. Should be a lot of fun.
I love that. And I will say, Denton, I feel like there's been more and more videos circulating on social media of Kevin Sheehan yelling at his callers, and I'm all for that. If that's you producing that or whoever it is, give me more of Kevin Sheehan yelling at callers.
Yeah, the production team that he works with now is really good at pulling those. He's always done that. There's a select few of guys that, for whatever reason, guys and girls, that push his buttons to the way where he gets hot. It's just now we're finally incorporating the video element of the show, so you get to see him go back and forth with guys like Paulie and so on and so forth.
Denton, before we let you go here, expectations for this season. I said I've never witnessed this team make the playoffs back-to-back years. I was 6 months old when they did it in 91 and 92. That's my expectation. I know people are asking for 12 wins, conference championship game, Super Bowl, Jaden MVP, blah, blah, blah. Just make it to the postseason 2 years in a row. That's what I want. How about you?
Yep, the postseason is the bare minimum. I want double-digit wins. I want a postseason berth. And then once you get to the postseason, as we saw last year, if you got to do it at quarterback, anything can happen. So I think if they get back to that spot again, they're going to be one of the most dangerous teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm right with you there. I think they've done the work to keep up with the Eagles, and I think that Von Miller signing was so huge. I mean, was there another guy that you wanted? I mean, I kept saying Za'Darius Smith, Jadeveon Clowney, Von Miller if it could happen, but I think he's going to be too expensive. And then it got done.
Yeah, Von was a guy that I wanted of the group. Like all of the other 30-some-odd-year-old dudes, good players to borderline great at certain points of their career, but if you're going to give me the option of a future Hall of Famer, I don't really care how old he is. I don't expect him to play anything more than 250 snaps, but if you can give me Von Miller for 250 and he can help work with some of the younger guys in here, I'm very much in for it. So he was my number one option. I couldn't believe that they got it done.
That's our buddy Denton Day. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Stubb runs the ones and twos. Biff is our intern for the summer. And Stubb, you told me you were super excited that Collecticon was coming to Richmond, Virginia this weekend, this Saturday, and this Sunday at the Greater Richmond Convention Center.
Yeah, it's kind of lit. A lot of the card collecting stuff is not as much my thing. I have a lot of friends that are really into it. But it's a really booming market, especially with Pokemon cards. I don't know how hip you are to the price some of these things are going for.
I mean, I'm sure a holographic Charizard is worth $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's the old one. But, like, even new stuff you can go and open today, it's up in the 800s. I don't think I told the story on air, but I opened a Pokemon pack for the first time in years with my friends the other day, and I opened a card worth $300.
Really?
Yep. So
bring
you
that,
can just do anything.
Bring that sucker to Collecticon.
It was my friend's birthday, and I opened it there, so I sold it to him for cheaper than that for his collection. Mm-hmm. But it's really cool. Also, these anime people, for anyone that watches it, these are some of the biggest characters in anime ever. Voice actors here, like Goku and Luffy and Naruto. It's pretty crazy. I would almost go
from,
for them. Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah. It's the guy. The English voice actors for all of them.
Are they still doing Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, it's Dragon Ball Super now, I think. Okay. It really never stopped. They're always doing movies or shows or whatever with that. That's way too popular for them to give up.
I can almost bet that Biff never watched Dragon Ball Z, but as a kid, I kind of thought it was so cool. I never got it. It was like almost too confusing for me.
It's really confusing,
right?
I've watched it. It's not my favorite thing, but it's one of the most influential shows ever to a lot of animation.
I mean, it was awesome when you were a kid. It was like when Dragon Ball Z was on, you weren't going to change the channel. You were going to ride out the rest of that episode, right? I remember Vegeta was like the craziest villain in that. You had Gohan, Goku. Yeah, The voice of Goku?
Yeah, the voice
will
of Goku.
Be at Collecticon?
Absolutely, he will. The English voice, like I said. But yeah, he will be there. A lot of Pokemon voice actors will be there too. The guy that sings the song. I think the biggest name there is Charles Martinet, who is Mario. He's Luigi. Not anymore. But in all those classic Mario games, he voices basically every character.
It's-a me, I'm Mario.
Yeah, that's him.
You can
he'll be there.
Meet him.
Yeah,
in
he's all I've heard about him is that he's just the nicest guy. So I'd awesome. Love to go and meet him.
Yep, Collecticon. Let's try to get stub tickets to Collecticon. You can get your tickets, CollecticonUSA.com. So Stub will be in the production room running the ones and twos for ACC kickoff while we are sending Biff on the road for his first event. I already told you I'm questioning what he's going to wear, but should we go through a list of what not to do for Biff this week?
Yeah, can we get started here? I'm not sure what.
Well, let me pull my notes up.
Number one, don't ask for an autograph. It's Bill Belichick or his girlfriend, even if Dabo Sweeney's at the bar, don't ask for an autograph. Don't ask for a selfie, and don't speak unless spoken to. No, I'm kidding about the last one, but the first two are absolutely musts. For ACC kickoff. Can't have you asking for an autograph or a selfie. But I think you're going to do good, and I'm excited to see the work that you're going to bring to our TikTok at 910 The Fan.
Here's a poll. Don't throw away something in a trash can if it's on someone else's video.
Yes,
Michael
that
Phillips
is very
got
true.
Yelled at a lot for that.
Yeah, because Biff knows when the mic is on to be quiet, the whole room the mic is on. That's the only issue about Radio Row. But if you wanted to get into a fight with anybody, if you get into the fight with the guys from 99.9 The Fan, that's cool with me. Those guys have been our friend the last few years there. We've enjoyed hanging out with them. It is kind of interesting, I will say, because North Carolina has so many different radio stations. Raleigh has a station, right? There's a station that just covers Duke. There's a station that just covers North Carolina. There's a station that covers Duke, North Carolina, and NC State. So it's going to be a ton of fun. But Biff, I believe in you. I think you're going to bring a lot of great social media content to our website.
Yeah, man, I'm really excited. I want to thank you for this opportunity. And listen, I'm just going to follow you. I'm going to follow your role and what you do. And that means everything you eat, everything you drink, everything you say. So I'm just going to be a mini AWOD for the week.
Even if I throw a chicken wing to Austin Eckler,
another chicken wing's going. Another chicken wing's going.
Say. Grant and Danny are up next here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105 1 FM.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.